What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Thursday, the 20th of August. Hope you've had a great day. That's my catchphrase. I've gone back to the old one. Anyway, but yeah, it's been nice today. It's been very sunny. Been beautiful weather. In fact, it's even dried out my clothes from yesterday when they got soaked in the pissing down the rain. So every cloud has a silver lining. It's been nice. So I've been out and had a bit of a sunbathe in my with my face. So if I'm looking rosy cheeked on the video, it's not because I'm pissed out my face. It's because I've been in the sunshine, and I'm going to get pissed out my face after the podcast. Anyway, I ain't got a lot to tell you, but it doesn't really matter. We'll just keep it short and sweet. You can get on to what you're going to do. I can get on to that beer and drinking that I was planning. ABBA's Dancing Queen has been voted the greatest ever song to dance to. What's your opinion? Dancing Queen come first. Come on, Eileen. Dexy's Midnight Runners second. Raining Men. It's Raining Men third. Happy, Pharrell Williams. I Want to Dance with Somebody, Whitney Houston. Sweet Caroline, Neil Diamond. Don't Stop Me Now, Queen. Crazy in Love by Beyonce. Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen. And Summer of 69. That just sounds like they're all good songs on their own, but it just sounds like the shit DJ at a fucking wedding party. his classic numbers that he pulls out, bangs them on. That's guaranteed. That's almost every single song you will hear on a dance floor, at a wedding, or a school disco, or a cheesy party, whatever. Come on, Eileen, Dexy Midnight Runners. Brilliant song, but it's really annoying when you're out, because I never want to listen to it when I'm out. I don't mind it in the house, but when I'm out, it's like, I don't normally go to a club where that kind of music's played, so when I do end up in one, I'm like, oh, bollocks. Maybe it's because my foot starts tapping, and the next thing you know, I find myself on the dance floor where I don't want to be, giving it some, because they're probably right. They are catchy numbers. ABBA's Dancing Queen. It's a great song, but it's just, you know, you've heard it that many, many, many times. But people get drunk and they just love it. Play it again, play it again. So yeah, what's your opinion? I'm more into, what would be my favourite? Can I think of one off the top of my head? And it's not Agadoo by Black Lace, I can tell you that. James Brown, anything by James Brown. I'll tell you what, I'm busting their moves. You will see me move. You're not going to see it on this podcast. You'll have to watch one of my videos where I put myself in hospital, where I do a bit of break dancing, or try and do a bit of James Brown dancing when I'm drunk and fall through a glass coffee table. That's what the next YouTube video will be. That'll be the only viral video I get. I won't get one off this podcast, that's for sure. Anyway, I bet you're glad you don't live in, North Korea, for many reasons, but especially if you're a pet owner, because if you had a dog round about now, you wouldn't have a dog round about this time tomorrow, because he's banned everybody from having pets, and he's also getting people, the police and whatever, to go and fetch people's pets, their dogs especially, and taking them, because there's a food shortage in the country and dog meat is a delicacy, so they're making everybody give up their pets to be given for food. That's just grim, isn't it? I mean, that's just fucking horrible. I mean, I know needs must in certain circumstances, but that wouldn't be the first thing that people would, you'd think people would the first port of call. You think they'd try and grow food and stuff like that and do it the other way? Not fucking nick people's pets. It's not doing the fucking, you know, he ain't doing his like, not that he gives a shit. He ain't doing his, what's the word? People hate him anyway in his own country. He's not doing himself any favours in the voting booths, but they just fucking rig it anyway, don't they? So anyway, so there you go. It's a shame, because they wouldn't be able to hide the dog under the floorboards and keep it quiet, because it would just whimper. Oh, bollocks. Something wrong with the screen. One sec. It'll just whimper. So then you'll get shot in the head and carried off if you try and hide your pet. So you can't get away from it, unfortunately. So there you go. Some fucking weird people in the world, and a lot of them are in that country. Well, especially in the top end of it. I bet the fucking public are totally normal. But if he disappeared, they'd all just be like, fucking thank God for that. They've all got a stony face at the minute because they can't be seen because of the secret police. But as soon as he's gone, they'll be fucking Dancing Queen. They'll have the Dancing Queen on. They'll have all that top 10 I've just said. Dexy's Midnight Runners, Bohemian Rhapsody. They'll have Agadoo on. They'll be dancing to Agadoo till the fucking cows come home. As soon as he fucking disappears. Anyway. And hopefully they'll go and get themselves another dog again when times are brighter. Anyway, James Blunt, speaking of dodgy meat, James Blunt says he put himself, when he was at university, to go up against the vegans and the vegetarians, he decided to eat just meat and only meat in a protest. A protest that nobody gave a fuck about, apart from him, by the sounds of it, because the vegetarians and the vegans would just carry on with their thing, and they probably wouldn't even know what he was doing, unless he was doing it in front of them, walking around with a big plate of meat. But he was like, he said he was just eating chicken and mince with just some mayonnaise, and he got scurvy off it. So if you wonder about where these little illnesses come from, scurvy, I've never even fucking heard of scurvy since the 1800s. That's the kind of thing you get way before our time, or in some really sort of third world country. But scurvy, always you get that on the you get that on the boats as well, didn't you? And you used to have to drink limes to get rid of the scurvy, lime juice. That's why they used to call the Brits limeys. Remember that? That's true. Anybody out there, if not from England, they called us limeys because of the lime juice when we was on the ships to battle against scurvy. But now we know it comes from, we also can get it from chicken and some and mince meat. If you're eating that breakfast, morning, noon and night, check yourself when you start getting these fucking, like the, you know, you see the ship, the seamen or the pirates, and they've got big boils all over their face. If you start looking like that, you got scurvy. The Chuckle Brothers catchphrase, to me, to you, slogan, started when they were actually moving furniture around on set, because the older brother kept getting obsessed with moving the set around. And that's true, because any time I've ever helped anybody move, even if you're not trying to fucking play off the Chuckle Brothers or take the piss out of the Chuckle Brothers, you start saying to me, to you, you start saying that anyway. So it's not, you know, they fell upon something there that everybody fucking says when they're moving anything. Especially if you're carrying it up some floors, up some stairs, or up, you know, round some corners and whatever, you've got to do that. So, yeah, so that's a fucking, and it's a funny catchphrase. So now, but everybody does it. Now you do it because you do it first because you're doing it to move the sofa and get it round the corner. Then you realise you're doing the Chuckle Brothers catchphrase. Then you start taking the piss out of the Chuckle Brothers, doing it the same way they do it. And that's the way it goes. So that's just made them famous, just that one line, to me, to you, to me, to you. I mean, I'm sure they've got more talent than just that, but that one is like, you know, that's nailed it on. Everybody knows who they are because of that catchphrase. So if you're anybody from another country now, when you're moving furniture and you go, to me, to you, or whatever that is in Spanish or in whatever country you're from, but other Netherlands, wherever, Japan, when you say the equivalent of to me, to you, you're doing it in the Chuckle Brothers. You're giving one for the Chuckle Brothers. You have to check them out. A granny came back to life after A granny spent a night in the morgue because everyone thought she was dead. They put her in the morgue. She thought she had a problem with her intestines, and she passed out. And then they took her to the morgue at 10 past 1. They didn't fucking obviously check her pulse and everything because she weren't even dead. And she woke up on the slab in the morgue. Good job they didn't put her in an ice box, didn't it? So anyway, she luckily jumped. Well, she fell off the table, and then one of the porters shit himself because he thought it was a zombie coming back to life. And that one's in Russia. I can't imagine that happening in England. Too fucking. Although saying that, I mean, there was a guy that was fucking broke into a cemetery, broke into a funeral directors, and started shagging the dead bodies. So that happened in England. So I'm not just saying that. It can happen anywhere. But I think the doctors are a little bit more on the ball over here. I can't speak for fucking idiots that fucking idiot necrophiliacs, scumbags, but you know, I can speak for the doctors over here. They've got a bit more quality, I would imagine. Anyway, Hester Blumenthal has created an English breakfast sandwich. This has got to be one of the horriblest sandwiches I could imagine eating. It's coffee flavoured ketchup with baked beans. Coffee flavoured ketchup and baked bean tasting bread. I mean, I get it because I often eat beans on toast and have a swig of coffee, so I can imagine it's that taste right there. But I want to do it that way. I want to do it in those three separate fucking things: the bread, the beans, the coffee. I don't want to fucking have it all in one go in a sandwich. But I'll do it just for to see whether it does taste like it. It'd be like a Willy Wonka sandwich, that is. Then when he gets one of those little sweets that tastes like fucking the best thing in the world. But this is will taste like things that you would never think you could get it to taste like. He's doing it here. What's his other one he's got? Smoky sausage. What's the other one? Another one does include traditional smoky sausage and bacon plus sliced egg. That's just a fucking normal sandwich. Just a bacon and egg sandwich. That ain't nothing crazy. What else is there? I think that's it. And it's, anyway, I thought it was going to cost a fortune because he's an expensive chef. But it's at Waitrose and you can get it for £3.80. So if you want to try coffee-flavoured ketchup with baked bean-tasting bread, I think you can get it at Waitrose. I might try it. £3.80, that's still a bit high for that, I think. Yeah, I want a big fucking Scooby snack for £3.80. Oh, it ain't that bad, I suppose. I'm thinking back to 20 years ago when things were about £2. What was I going to say? 80% of life on Earth. 80% of life on Earth. 80% of life on Earth. That's it. Was wiped out when a distant star exploded. I've got a frog in my throat as well. 80% of life on Earth was wiped out when a distant star exploded. So they say. So what was that? Was that the dinosaurs? The supernova may have destroyed our protective ozone layer 359 million years ago, when marine life ruled 100 million years ago before the dinosaurs. So, fuck, I mean, the dinosaurs went, they went. I mean, we're just like a speck in time in compared to, I mean, that was 359 million years ago, 100 million years before the dinosaurs. So that's two massive situations where the life has been wiped off the planet. But we're nothing compared to that. We're a tiny dot, so we might just get lucky. Although, it's 100 million years. I don't know when the dinosaurs, are they 50 million years ago? Fuck knows. Maybe we're due it to come around again. We might just get lucky. Saying that, we're fucking wiping it. We don't need a distant star to do it. We'll wipe this place fucking clean of people. 100%. With viruses and with fucking scurvy, cholera, plague, no food. Fucking poison food, nuclear bombs. We're going to do it with all that. No animals to eat, or no animals to fucking, sorry, to cultivate, bees and whatever else to cultivate food that we need to eat. No crops. We're going to fuck this place. We don't need any stars to do it. And hopefully, when we do, somebody will come down from fucking another planet and fucking plant their seeds and create one of those dreamlike places that you imagine in the cartoon. You know, the places that everybody wants to live in. Because it ain't fucking here, it ain't now. Especially not in some of the council estates around the country. Not the one I grew up on anyway. So anyway, let's just fucking... it's a shame we can't have a revolution and fuck everybody off up the top. Take the money off them and fucking put it down to where people need it. The aliens are coming, they're going to do it. They ain't going to fuck around. They're going to see bullies for what they are. And they're going to fucking... They've already tuned into people. I tell you what. They probably are now. They're probably like making Donald Trump look the fucking twat that he is on purpose. They're probably fucking warping his brain. Just like tuning into his, like, while he's asleep. Flipping his hair up. Maybe they've like, you know, cut his, like, lobotomised his head. And maybe he's a lot brainier than he's like coming across because he makes some right fuck ups. Maybe that's the aliens starting their work to fucking rid the place of like nutcases who rule like that. Anyway, let's move on. What time is it? Time to the British inventor has confirmed as the fastest ice cream man in the world. Fastest ice cream van in the world. That is what we're about. British inventors. We don't fuck around. We had the fastest wheelbarrow the other day. Now we've got the fastest ice cream. Man, that ain't going to be no good for the kids trying to chase him. We used to fucking chase the ice cream man around the streets, begging him for free ice creams. Then he'd make us ask, he'd only give one, tight ass. He'd ask us a question. The one who got it right got the free one. And then all the other kids would beat him up for the ice cream. So we got the fastest ice cream man in the fucking world. What are you going to do about that? You know, we don't need war. We don't need fucking weapons. We don't need... typhoons, or whatever, not typhoons, what's it called? What's that fucking airplane called now? Oh, bollocks. Typhoon? That's T. Typhoon, isn't it? Or is that, that's the, no, that's the fucking, that's the wind. don't know, Spitfires. What's that fucking... It might be a typhoon. It might be something similar to that. Oh, bollocks. Typhoid. That's the illness. Anyway, let's move off it. But we don't need all that. We don't need that machinery. Tanks, specialists, all that. What we need is fast ice creams, things to have a laugh with. You know, people turning their sofas into something that you can roll down the hill on. Skateboards, roller skates. That's all we need. We don't need none of that bullshit. We need fucking skate, what's it called? Discos. Roller discos. What's happened to roller discos? If that's health and safety that's killed that off, that's a fucking joke. I'll tell you what, another business idea for anybody out there, especially for me, although I'm not going to get around to doing it. Roller discos. Why is there no roller discos? Because they would be literally packed out. People would be down there every week. I think it's a catch-22 because you want to get pissed when you're at the disco, but when you're on roller boots, I bet they don't let you do it. But I have actually been to one they'd put on in a pub, and they were drinking, and we were rolling around. I was fucking going 100 mile an hour on these roller skates. I absolutely loved it, and I was drunk, and I threw up afterwards as well. But I didn't care because I had such a good time. Anyway, one more, last one. Women are more likely than men to fall asleep after sex, as it's nature's way of helping them get pregnant. There you go, where the blokes are just lying there, especially if they've cottoned onto like a great looking woman and they can't believe their luck. They're just lying there with their eyes wide open with a massive cheesy grin on the face. They don't want to fall asleep because they don't want to forget that moment. Whereas women, they're all like, right, that's it, I've had my lot. Thanks, now piss off. And leave me alone. I've got to get up for work in the morning. Somebody's playing it cool, and somebody's taking the piss. And I think somebody's playing it cool and taking the piss, and the other one is like, you know, lapdog and like loving it, absolutely in love. Good. That's the way it should be. The woman should get it all. The woman should. If that's the way they've got to get pregnant, that's the way it's got to be. I personally, regardless of that or anything, if I'm on my own, I'm a very light sleeper. Only takes somebody to put a pee 10 mattresses below me and I won't be able to get to sleep. You know why? Because I'm a prince, I think, or am I the frog? I can't remember what the story is of the princess and the pee, but all I know, I'm the prince and the pee and I can't get to sleep. Because I'm a prince, that's all right. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you enjoyed it, and I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later for now. Bye.